This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Friday, June 21st, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. Headline: Rays exploring splitting games with Montreal. The Tampa Bay Rays have received permission from Major League Baseball's Executive Council to explore a plan in which they would play home games in both Tampa Bay and Montreal. That's from Commissioner Rob Manfred. Now, while the plan is in its nascent stages, the Rays have embraced a two-city solution as the most feasible to saving baseball in the Tampa Bay area after years of failed attempts to build a new stadium in the region. Under the plan, the Rays would play early season games in the Tampa Bay area and the remainder of the year in Montreal, with both cities getting new stadiums. The number of home games each city would receive has not been determined. Manfred referred to the idea of a two-city Rays team as a long-term project. Now, the ability to play early in the season in Florida would preclude the need for a domed stadium, cutting the cost of a new building. It's an interesting kind of idea, Rays outfielder infielder Brandon Lowe said before playing at Oakland on Thursday night. It's in the future. It's so far ahead of us that it's going to be big news right now. But I feel like a lot of us were just kind of, it happened, we saw it. That's really all it is. The return of baseball to Montreal, which lost the Expos when they moved to Washington and became the Nationals before the 2005 season, has long been speculated and has significant support among power brokers in the city, including Stephen Bronfman, the private equity magnate whose father, Charles, was the Expos' original owner. A month ago, Bronfman, along with Montreal businessman Mitch Garber, had expressed interest in taking a minority stake in the Rays alongside owner Stuart Sternberg, reached an agreement with a developer on a site in Montreal's Pointe St. Charles neighborhood to potentially build a new stadium, saying, "My priority remains the same. I'm committed to keeping baseball in Tampa Bay for generations to come. I believe this concept is worthy of serious exploration." That's Rays owner. Rays owner Sternberg, Stuart Sternberg. Significant hurdles remain for the plan to take root. Now, though two cities sharing a team isn't entirely novel, the Expos played 22 home games in Puerto Rico in 2003, and Kansas City, Missouri, and Omaha, Nebraska split home games with the NBA's Kings in the 70s. But the viability of long-term success remains in question. The Executive Council, which includes Sternberg, nonetheless gave the Rays permission to explore the possibility during owners' meetings Wednesday and Thursday. Now, for more than a decade, the Rays have tried to build a new stadium in Tampa or St. Petersburg, Florida, where they currently play at Tropicana Field. Their lease there runs through 2027, and a Tampa Bay-Montreal dual-city plan would necessitate finding a stadium site in Florida as well. Now, the timetable for any potential move probably depends on whether the Rays can strike a deal in the Tampa Bay area for a new stadium. The Rays cannot explore playing any Major League Baseball games in Montreal or anywhere else for that matter prior to 2028 without reaching a formal memorandum of understanding with the city of St. Petersburg. Ultimately, the decision is up to the mayor there, and he has no intention of bringing this latest idea to the city council to consider. In fact, he says he believes it's getting a bit silly. Now, the average attendance for the Rays is just over 14,500, the second lowest in the majors, ahead of only the Miami Marlins. Despite their record of 43-31, their opening day payroll, around $65 million, was among the lowest in baseball and among the difficulty in securing a new stadium. Not a lot of local revenue there and a poor local television deal. Now, the Rays have been seen by other cities as a target for relocation, a possibility should Tampa Bay-Montreal plan fall through. Okay, so a major league team sharing two cities. Could it happen? Will it happen? Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. As someone who was close to Montreal during the time when the Expos played those home games in Puerto Rico, that wasn't really sharing between two cities. That was, they were running the team out of town on a rail, and Major League Baseball actually owned the city, and they're like, oh, hey, we'll just play these games in Puerto Rico. So that's not really a valid comparison. And whatever they did with Omaha, Nebraska, and the Kings in the NBA in the 70s doesn't even matter. In the 70s, the NBA finals were on tape delay, just to give you a little bit of idea of where they were at that time. this idea is a little bit crazy because if you're in Tampa, first of all, they have a hard enough time gathering any interest in that team at all with an average attendance just over 14,000 fans with a team that's winning. So if you have a team that's winning and you're never going to see them play down the stretch, you're only going to see early season games with them. They're going to play April and May, and then they're flying north. Why would you ever have any interest in trying to follow that team? How are they going to possibly build any sort of following with that situation? That's absolutely insane. Now, in Montreal, it's a little bit better of a deal because you get your team back, you get them for the stretch run, the bulk of the season, and you can move forward with that. The only way this makes any sense to do at all is as a way to do a move of the team from Tampa to Montreal. And that's not what this plan is. So it makes zero sense at all. I agree with the mayor of St. Petersburg. It's really quite silly because it makes zero sense, especially in a town where they've got a lease on the stadium through 2027. Just let them go, dude. Just let them go. Sell the team. Let them go. And let's bring baseball back to Montreal on a full-time basis the way it belongs. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap with a little bit of a screeching baby in the background. Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful.